with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former President Trump is looking to win his fourth straight primary today in South Carolina. He spoke last night at the Black Conservative Federation gala and said Democrats seem to be worried the GOP is gaining more support from black voters.
There are more black Republicans serving in the U.S. House of Representatives today than at any time since the 1870s. That's a long time ago.
Mr. Trump holding a huge polling lead heading into today's primary. In a teleconference, the White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said yesterday negotiations on a ceasefire deal continue between Israel and Hamas.
We believe that the discussions and negotiations to date have been constructive. Obviously, they have not been conclusive.
Israel still demanding the release of all the hostages before there can be a ceasefire. Former Senator Jim Talent says President Biden would have more success at foreign diplomacy if he were to back up his sometimes tough rhetoric with a show of military resolve.
Double the shipbuilding budget. In other words, send the message to Xi Jinping that because he's doing what he's doing, we're going to engage in a Reagan-era-like buildup of America's armed forces. Now, that would be a deterrent.
Meanwhile, former State Department spokesperson Morgan Ortegas says even if Republicans win the White House this fall, the next president will need a whole new playbook on foreign policy after deterrence was eroded over the past several years.
So you've got to look at things like the Islamic Republic of Iran, and the reality is marching back into the maximum economic pressure campaign that we were on 4 years ago is not going to be easy. It may not be palatable.
Ortegas was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Many in academia and the media seem to have forgotten the horrors of the October 7th attack on Israel. Political writer Josh Kroshauer says most Americans are still supportive of Israel in its battle against Hamas. This is SRN News. An NCAA official quits over transgenderism.
William Bach does not believe that men should be allowed to compete against women. His employer does, and so Bach has resigned. The former member of the NCAA Committee on Infractions says letting men play against women threatens the existence of women's sports, adding, quote, the policies that the NCAA and other sports organizations have come up with, which supposedly favor inclusion, actually discriminate. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The ACLU is suing Virginia to block Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin's policies on transgenderism in the public schools. Two separate lawsuits ask the courts to set aside Youngkin's policies, including an order that bans boys from competing against girls in sports. Youngkin also wants teachers and students to be allowed to refer to a transgender student by the name and pronouns associated with their true biological sex. This is SRN News. Jackie Quinn reports on the discovery of three new moons in the solar system.
The astronomical discovery is astronomical. Two previously undetected moons have been found circling Neptune, and another was found around Uranus, making it the 28th known moon for the third largest planet. These tiny, distant moons were spotted using powerful telescopes in Hawaii and Chile. This new finding, reported by astronomers, gives Neptune 16 known moons. One of the new ones needs about 27 years to complete just one lap around the planet. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A watch that was melted during the August 6, 1945 bombing of Hiroshima, Japan, sold at auction this week for more than $31,000. The watch is frozen in time at the moment of the detonation of the atomic bomb, 8:15 a.m. to be precise, during the closing days of World War II. More at SRNnews.com.